You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, November 2nd, and welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. Every week, I, John Wall, bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am so happy to have you here today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the seventh guest VR. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I would also greatly appreciate it if you left a review. It really helps to spread the word about the show. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's show or just talk about games or whatever, you can find me on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So every week I open the episode by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody who I admire and appreciate, an attempt to spread some good energy and make the gaming space a little bit more friendly. And this week's positive vibes are going out to Gene Park. Gene is a games critic and journalist for the Washington Post. He has been providing smart and insightful games industry coverage for many years, and he is without question one of the best in the business. He is also a fighter and a survivor in more ways than one. He has survived the turbulent career of a games reporter at a major national newspaper, something that is not always an easy task. And he is also a cancer survivor, having already kicked the disease's butt once before. He recently disclosed online that he is going through some additional health issues recently, and I thought I can't think of anyone more deserving of some positive vibes than Gene. So sending these out to you, Gene, I appreciate you, and I know that you are up for whatever life throws at you. Back in 1993, The Seventh Guest debuted on PCs and became a smash hit, selling over 2 million copies. The puzzle game, which combined pre-rendered 3D graphics and live-action actors, is largely credited, along with Myst, of driving sales of CD-ROM drives to PC owners. It was truly a landmark in PC gaming, and even I, who has never really considered myself a PC gamer, remembers playing that game a little bit back in the day. Fast forward 30 years, and there is another new emerging technology which has been trying to gain a foothold with consumers. And while I don't think that the newly released Seventh Guest VR is maybe going to cause a boom in VR headset sales like it did with CD-ROMs, it is definitely a worthy addition to your collection if you're a VR gamer looking for something new to play. So I received a review code for the game, and I have been playing it on my MetaQuest 2. The game begins as you row your boat towards an island with a towering, terrifying mansion for you to explore. And to be honest, I was a little bit lost when it came to who my character was or what exactly I was doing there. I was following the instructions of a talking butterfly, and I had a lantern that could see into the past, so you know, I just went with it. After entering the mansion, you use your lantern to peer into the past and see guests arriving at the estate for a dinner with the eclectic owner of the home, who has promised a prize to whomever can solve his riddles. So then the first of the mansion's 17 rooms unlocks, and you get to doing what you are really there to do, which is solve some rad puzzles. And the puzzles in this game are super fun. Each room of the home is like its own little separate escape room. And I've had an absolute blast putting my brain to work and solving these puzzles. I've always liked cool puzzle games like this. The recent Escape Academy is a good example of this genre, done really well. But being able to solve them in a fully 3D space in VR, being able to walk around the room and really look at things from every angle, it adds so much more to the experience and to this type of game. It's hard to talk too much about like the gameplay itself without ruining, you know, the puzzles, but I will give you one specific example from a few levels into the game. So one of the rooms is inhabited by a magician, and one step of solving this room has you trying to retrieve a key. So the key is sitting in this open compartment, plain to see, but as you approach it, a pressure plate on the floor causes the door to the compartment to slam shut. So there's no way to get close to this key without, you know, the door closing. But by solving another section of the room, you get a hold of the magician's magic top hats. And what they do is, by reaching into one of the hats, your hand magically comes out of the other hat. So what I figured out to do was lay one of the hats on its side next to the compartment, the closed compartment, and then by walking back and off of the pressure plate, causing the door to open up, it allowed me to reach into the hat that I was still holding and grabbing the key from across the room. Cool, right? And each room has a really cool twist with its own unique puzzles, from a children's room that has a puzzle involving a train set, to the library that has you moving the bookshelves all around the room to a certain order. You never really come across the same type of puzzle twice, and it is super fun to see what's waiting for you behind the next door. And each time you solve a room, you get a little bit more of the story in the form of these visions of the past projected into the room. And it's cool that the game uses live actors for these bits, just like the FMV that was used in the original game, but this time presented in a 3D space for you to walk around and observe as the scene goes on. So if you're talking about a VR game, you kind of have to talk at least a little bit about the technical side of things and how well the game actually works. And, you know, to be honest, I consider myself more of a casual VR player due to some of the issues I usually have when playing. Besides the fact that I've got to pull out a smaller, years-old pair of eyeglasses just so that I can physically wear a headset, I often have headaches from long play sessions, or I get nauseous if I play too long. But so far I've experienced very little of this with the seventh guest. You can maneuver your way through the house by teleporting, walking, or a combination of those. And that's what I found worked best for me, is teleporting for large distances across a room and then using the analog stick to walk and position myself just right for the puzzle that I'm working on. It works really well, and I haven't thrown up even once. Like most VR games I've played, you know, there is a little bit of finickiness here and there, mostly with trying to grab or hold something correctly. It's not a huge deal, but, you know, there was at least once where I got stuck on a puzzle because the first time I tried to interact with an object, it didn't recognize my hand. So I didn't think that I could grab this thing until much later when I was just kind of going through the room again, and then all of a sudden it worked. There's also a nice clue system throughout where you get two free clues for any of the puzzles in the room. And if you're still stuck, you can cash in these coins that you find hidden throughout the mansion to solve the puzzle for you. So you never really have to worry about being completely stuck. I am really having a good time with the Seventh Guest VR. It's exactly the kind of VR experience that I enjoy. You know, I can sometimes play it sitting if I want, or I can stand if I want. Both work great. It's easily playable in short, bite-sized play sessions, and it hasn't made me launch my Cap'n Crunch across the room yet, which is a big plus. I do wish that the Quest 2 had an easier way to cast your screen to a television, because this is the kind of game that my wife really likes to watch and be involved with in the puzzle solving, and it's not really user-friendly to do that. But aside from that and a few other minor technical quibbles, the Seventh Guest is my favorite VR experience that I've played in a while. And new great VR games can sometimes be few and far between. So this definitely gets my recommendation for Quest or PSVR owners looking for something new. So I hope you'll forgive me for getting a little bit serious at the end of the show. For the past several weeks, the world has been witness to two horrific events overseas. First was the October 7th attack against Israel by the militant Hamas group, which reportedly killed over 1,000 people, with several hundred more being held hostage. Followed then by the response of the Israeli government, which has killed over 8,000 people at last count, most of which were innocent civilians and nearly half of which were children. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be any sort of expert on the relations between Israel and Palestine. That would be foolish of me and it would be a lie. But I do know a few things. I know that answering one horrific attack with another that's 10 times worse is not the answer. I know that withholding food, water, and medicine from the thousands of innocent people whose lives and neighborhoods are in ruins is a war crime. I know that being horrified by the attack on Israel doesn't make you anti-Muslim any more than being horrified by the destruction of Gaza doesn't make you anti-Semitic. That's ridiculous. And I know that the blind support coming from the West is something that is going to age very poorly when the dust settles. I have no clue how the issues that have plagued this part of the world for years and years gets resolved. That is way beyond my area, my level of expertise. But I know that the powers that be need to step in and put a stop to this now. It should have been done long ago, but it can still happen, and it needs to happen. The hostages need to be released. Hamas needs to be held accountable. And the genocide being inflicted on the Palestinian people by the Israeli government needs to be answered for. I know this conflict seems way bigger than those of us on the other side of the world, you know, sitting on our couches playing Nintendo games. But you can make a small difference. You can make your voice heard. You can speak up, and you can let your elected officials know that you do not support this extermination of an entire people, and that you'll remember their action or lack thereof when you cast your next ballot. Thank you for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I so appreciate you making time in your day for me. Don't forget, you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife SideQuest on Threads, Twitter, and Facebook. So, until next week, be well, happy gaming, and free Palestine.